This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver Public Schools' new superintendent has paused discussions around possibly closing or consolidating 19 schools because they're too small. Alex Marrero has been doing listening tours with dozens of community groups. He says he's heard loud and clear from families and teachers that now, during a pandemic, is not the time to be putting extra stress on schools. Public school activist Margaret Bob has been following the issue closely.
Hearing him put a pause on this is evidence that he's actually listening and that he is hearing the concerns of the people he's been having a listening tour with.
She said families need to remain vigilant. The district has about 5,000 fewer elementary school age students. That's because of declining birth rates and high housing costs pushing families out of the district. Google is commemorating Denver-born Chicano activist Rodolfo Corky Gonzalez in its Google Doodle series today. Gonzalez was a poet and boxer who rallied Mexican Americans to fight for their cultural identities and rights. Friday marks 51 years since the Gonzalez family founded the country's first private school focused around Mexican American culture. President Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management has been confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Republicans had accused Tracy Stone Manning of supporting acts of eco-terrorism during the 1980s. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised her on the Senate floor prior to the vote.
As head of Montana's environmental agency, she earned a reputation not only as a skilled policymaker, but also as an honest broker, one who commanded the respect of conservationists and ranchers alike.
The Senate voted along party lines 50 to 45 to confirm Stone Manning last night. You're listening to CPR and KRCC.